producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Truck driver, or at least a car driver, or maybe it's a minivan. Deb's driving you around tonight. You got a, your own wife chauffeur.
Right, I'm sitting in the passenger seat, and I'm just riding shotgun, and she's, as she puts it, driving Miss Daisy.
No, that's great. And Deb is officially an assistant producer tonight, making sure you get wherever you're going safely while we do Advanced Medicine together on the radio. And good to hear your voice, my friend. I finally did get the Mango unit, and I just are trying it out for the first time today after getting back from another event I had to do in South Florida. So thanks for getting that to me. Those of you who haven't checked out the Mango for Health, there's a big banner at robertscottbell.com, and you can plug in, sign up, and then you can learn about it as well. So I was just sharing some stories of using this kind of laser technology that have been profound already. So I'm really excited to put this into practice.
Yeah, in South Africa, they've already started doing some other studies at the University of Pretoria.
Pretoria, yes.
Yeah, so they're getting some pretty amazing results down there. It's interesting technology, so.
Very cool.
We'll leave it at that, because we know who listens to us, right, Robert?
Right, right. We'll just report on it at a later time, maybe in our private sessions. But let's see, we got a lot to talk about tonight. I talked a little bit about the American Cancer Society acknowledging that their monopoly oncological treatments that they endorse and research and they want more of are actually causing secondary cancers that have nothing to do with the first cancer. And then you send me, or Deb sends me, an article about uranium contaminant in the water out west here in the United States. And on top of what we're learning about Fukushima impacting particularly the West Coast, but not exclusively, they even said that they found some evidence of radioactive nucleotides in oranges that are grown in Florida even. So we know it's a widespread issue. But when we talk about the need to take care of ourselves, it's like an unprecedented time. You know, and then you've got these people meeting around the world through the United Nations talking about global warming, and they're mentioning radiation? Not at all. They think that's a clean source of energy, as opposed to recognizing the cancer that it's causing.
Well, they also recognize the mercury light bulbs as a green source of lighting and an energy conservation movement, and making incandescent bulbs illegal as part of the new paradigm of being energy conscious. So we know that their thought processes are, at the very least, disrupted. But then, of course, they've probably been riddled with vaccines that they've got a reason for their lack of sound judgment because of the brain damage that they've induced in themselves. I'm just trying to be nice right now, though.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good, because sometimes you drop those four-letter words that we tend not to speak here. But
yeah.
But it's understandable where they come from. Well, evidently the uranium in the San Joaquin Valley, one of the richest farm regions of the world, does this mean they are, irrigating with radioactive water? And if so, even if you're eating good, clean food, you think there are radioactive nucleotides coming through in everything you do?
Yeah, the problem is when it gets into the soil and it gets into the food, because it does tend to persist. But this is not new. This has been a problem in the United States for some time. In fact, you remember the DVD, once that you narrated, that Rocky is a patient of mine who had pancreatic cancer, who's on the cover of the cancer DVD. And those were done, you know, well over 10 years ago, and it's actually probably more like 14 years, the first versions of them. And he was from Tennessee, and what was interesting was when we tested him, when he came in with his cancer, when we tested him, he was very high in uranium, and there were four people that we treated from his county, from the county that he lived in, and all of them were farmers, and all of them had uranium toxic charge. In fact, it's very rare that I see cancer patients that doesn't have high uranium levels. And in the beginning, some of them may not show it, but as we start treating them, the uranium starts coming out, and it just pours out. I've actually been seeing it a lot in children, too, because we've got, as you know, well over 9 million data points now of all the metal testing that we've done, everything from toenail clipping levels, urine fecal hair, urine metabolites, but besides doing that red blood cell, and, of course, the spectrophotometry level. And we see uranium trending up, and it's not something that's just been since Fukushima. Fukushima is, as of May of this year, it was 4 years, I think it was May 10th, May 11th, it was 4 years since the Fukushima accident. I believe it was May 11th,
yeah.
2011 was when it occurred. So they predicted about 4.2 years before the effects of the cesium, radioisotope labeled cesium, making full landfall on the West Coast. But there was evidence of radioactivity even in the high, in the Appalachian range. I believe it was within 2 weeks they did some testing in I can't remember the name of the mountain. It's it's one of the mountains near Asheville, and it's about 6,000, maybe 6,500 foot elevation. And the normal levels of radiation there, they took one of those Geiger counters up there. And the normal levels are normally 12 to 15. And he just turns it on. He's talking on the camera and about 10 minutes long video. It's on YouTube. And before they turned it off, it was over 1,500.
Wow.
So that was only 2 weeks after Fukushima. So we know that it's gotten wide dispersal, but the actual, I'm not sure what the terminology would be, the actual, when you talk about hurricanes, you talk about the eye of the storm. So it would be similar. Whatever the centermost component would be, the mass component would be, was due to make landfall 4.2 years after the initial onslaught, and that was on, like I said, May 11th, 2011.
Correct.
So
yes.
sometime around June, July is really where it started getting into our food supply, into our water supply, and it's going to persist. It's going to start to slowly dissipate, you know, obviously over the Midwest, and then eventually to the East Coast. But like you said, there's things already, there's already evidence of it in the food supply as far east as Florida. And this is not something new, but I don't think that's necessarily Fukushima stuff. But Fukushima is mostly the cesium aspect. But there is, of course, uranium and plutonium and other components to it, too.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, if there ever was an argument to take those nine steps to keep the doctor away, like you wrote about in your book, I mean, it's one thing when we had a pristine environment and you could go off kilter for a little while and indulge and do something wrong. I don't think we have as much leeway anymore. And, of course, this doesn't preclude the acknowledgement, as we do all the time, about our emotional states of well-being, how we have a purpose-driven life, because that is an intangible yet tangible factor, as important or more important than almost anything. But it also doesn't overwhelm the reality that if we continue to ingest and not counteract what we're ingesting, even inadvertently, that we could end up being one of those statistical, not anomalies, but normalcy of cancer manifestation in this lifetime.
Yeah, that's a very true statement, Robert. And the sad part is that no matter how careful you are and how well you eat and how oriented you are to making sure that you're only ingesting that are from an organic source, et cetera, you really can't control this, because once it gets into the water supply, the food supply, you can be growing organic, and it doesn't matter, because it's not like something that you can see or feel or notice or taste. And yes, you can test for it, but they would have to test the food supplies, and they usually don't test produce for uranium and such.
No,
so,
they don't.
Yeah, so people have to be very careful. And this is one reason that the treatments that we do, you know, the interesting thing is DMPS, which is my my preferred choice of chelator when it comes to arsenic and mercury, is also the key chelator for uranium and plutonium, which is obviously the source of most nuclear reactors. So any type of fallout you get from something like Fukushima, the same thing that would work for mercury is the same type of treatment modality that would be used for this type of prevention.
Yeah, exactly. So we want to continue to encourage folks, if you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, new to the advanced medicine segments we do each and every Monday with Dr. Rashid Buttar, you can find Dr. Buttar at drbuttar.com, linked up in the show notes, as well as to medicalrewind.com, the easiest way to hear the hundreds of hours of shows that we've done over the years, including topics such as this, but each new piece of the information we want to reveal as we find it. And, of course, emphasize that it's not that we want you to panic, but we certainly want you to do the things that you have genuine control over. And that's the point of not being victimized by the world we are on right now. And, you know, if there is some level of ability to correct it, it may only be in our control to correct what we're interacting with, because it's a big world and there are a lot of people that are completely unconscious of what's going on in it.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the questions that I feel, at least most people would probably want to know, which I think we should probably discuss to some extent, and that is, what can I do as an individual to prevent exposure? And really, there are very few places left in the Northern Hemisphere where you're not going to get affected, because we had Chernobyl 29 years ago, you've got Fukushima that happened 4 years ago, 4.5 years ago, and then you've got other types of, this type of stuff is a main source, and then you've got the smaller sources of contamination in different parts of the world. But the point being that, what can you do to prevent exposure? You really can't do much to prevent exposure. What you can do is take proactive steps to try to get some of this stuff out. And, of course, we talk about the IV usages of things that we do, and hopefully we will have other solutions soon that will be able to be accessible to the vast majority of people that don't have access to the IV to help prevent some of the damage that's ongoing from exposure to these. I like to call them, they're definitely carcinogens, but whether we call them low-level carcinogens, and maybe the reason I'm referring to them as low-level is because there's a low level of awareness.
Yes.
Things are so persistent in our environment.
Well, and it's the chronic exposure of something you can't see, right? And very few people are actually going out to detect, and we know that it's there. So to become conscious means to counteract it, and we'll continue to reveal those strategies. Those of you who aren't part of the Mango for Health setup, go there, link it, click through, and find out how. We'll talk more about that as well. We've got some more stories on vaccinations, one related to autism and antidepressants. So stick with us. A lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
You know, Dr. Bitar, I know we've talked about radiation over the years as well, and many things that can alter DNA integrity, so to speak. These things can be, you said strategically, for instance, the DMPS and different things that we know that can bind these radiation or radioactive particles. We know that selenium is a key mineral, and just general mineralization is so critical because that's what our body utilizes to protect its cells and cellular integrity. In homeopathy, a lot of the people, and we've interviewed doctors over the years that survived or helped folks to recover from Fukushima, and they, of course, utilized homeopathic medicines that were indicated for radiation, and we have those. We can do that, as well as if we look at Hiroshima, Nagasaki in Japan, they talked about the high content of, for instance, seaweed in their diet, which indicates high levels of selenium naturally occurring in a food source in their diet. So we know there are things that can neutralize it to some degree, but the low-level invisible stuff is different than a short-burst acute exposure that you're recovering from, and that's the thing that people aren't aware of as they go about their day eating the regular food, and it's not enough.
Yeah, they're getting a constant, insidious type of exposure, and that's wherein the problem lies. But, you know, the mineralization aspect, Robert, you brought up, is a very crucial component that I think we should discuss a little bit at length here. And the reason is that part of the mechanism where metals cause damage, we obviously know the oxidative nature of heavy metals. That's the first way that they cause damage. The second way that heavy metals cause damage is by displacement of the essential minerals that act as enzymatic cofactors necessary for the metabolic pathway to proceed down the path that they're supposed to. So when the heavy metals come in, they displace these essential minerals, get in the basically take their spot, and the displacement itself basically locks down the metabolic machinery. And then the third way is the relatively rare toxicity aspect, which is really an allergenicity component. So that second one, the allergenicity, I'm sorry, the
displacement of minerals. Yeah.
Right, the displacement aspect is something that it can be, at least, you may not be able to prevent it, but you can certainly do things to help minimize that, and in some cases actually prevent the same level of damage from occurring to the heavy metals as it would were you not as well mineralized. So mineralization,
yes,
making sure that, in fact, I think that to be mineralized is as important, if not more important, than getting the heavy metals out.
Yeah, I agree absolutely, because that constant displacement, you know, of you know, having, you know, we know cadmium binds to selenium, mercury, and other. I mean, these things, when you deplete your stores of these minerals, you can't function. Normal metabolic functions are gone, much less the higher level protective or antioxidant mechanisms that are critical in terms of the presence of those minerals to counteract the exposures.
Absolutely, and one of the other things is that if you ever hear people talking about humic or fulvic minerals, and they'll say these minerals are naturally chelating minerals. Okay, that is an inaccurate statement. It is something that is not correct and needs to be clarified. If anything, humic and fulvic minerals are very good. They are, there's no doubt about that, but they are causing a displacement and facilitating a displacement of those heavy metals, thus creating a benefit that would be somewhat analogous to the process of chelation, but it is not chelating the metals, because remember, the actual effect of chelation is you bind to that metal and you bind it out. The chelator, by definition, has to be inert. Whatever goes into the body comes back out exactly the same, except it's not bound to a heavy metal. And fulvic minerals, humic minerals, glutathione, vitamin C, et cetera, all these things that people say are natural chelators, they're not chelators. These are antioxidants. There's various types of substances. Vitamin C, glutathione, they're potent antioxidants, but they don't have a chelating effect. But if you look at humic and fulvic, you look at other minerals, yes, they will cause a similar analogous effect, but it's not through chelation, it's through replacement of the minerals, or displacing the heavy metals that displaced the original minerals in the first place.
Well, in any case, the benefit is real, and that's what is important here.
Yep, exactly.
As we gain understanding about how these things work, which is very exciting, because, you know, this is a show, when we get together and do Medical Rewind, you know, that's medicalrewind.com, you can listen to it, of course, Advanced Medicine. We are not ones that raise the alarm and then leave you in a panic and there's nothing you can do. No, we're always bringing the things that you can do and continue to absorb this kind of information. If you haven't read The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, the international best-selling book by Dr. Bitar, that is also a very vital piece of the puzzle for you to know how to move through life in that regard. All right, we've got a few stories, one relating to antidepressant use in pregnancy tied to autism. The squalene adjuvant that they're throwing into the flu shot for the elderly, the FDA has never met a vaccine adjuvant it didn't like or want to give to old people. We'll talk about that as well. RobertScottBell.com. The links are all there. Be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1G 2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro-Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro-Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, we're back, and Dr. Bichar, I also want to mention molecular hydrogen, something in Asia with the electro-reduced water. Hydrogen tends to have a beneficial effect if you have radiation exposure as well. So there are a lot of things, even silver. I've seen the peer-reviewed literature on this. Silver works with burns. And, of course, what is radiation? Radiation is also a burn in many cases, and that seems to counteract it as well. So there are a lot of strategies, a lot of substances, a lot of energies. We're not fatalistic in this regard, but we do want to acknowledge these things that are existing so that your eyes are open and you're consciously walking through life and making choices to prevent certain seemingly inevitable outcomes and make them not inevitable and make the inevitable be the best outcome for you. And that's a big part of why we do what we do. So, Dr. Bichar, there is a story here about autism, of course, and you know we've covered this for so many years, but I think this is a distraction a bit, even though there may be validity to it. But they're claiming that antidepressants given to women while pregnant, they're linking that to an increase of autism. Now, I don't know if this is just a distraction from the mercury issue and the vaccine issue, but JAMA Pediatrics evidently reported on this so-called link.
Well, yeah, I think there's somebody that's working on theory that pushing a shopping cart will also increase the incidence of autism, and looking at the moon at a certain angle will also cause increase in autism. There's all these strange things that are out there. Now, by no means am I condoning the use of antidepressants, and you already know, Robert, that using a statin drug or using an antidepressant drug in my clinic is grounds for dismissal from our practice. So that is one of the antidepressant class drugs that is one of the most prescribed. And I believe 50% of Americans are on an antidepressant, or 50% of Americans have been on an antidepressant. There's some statistic like that, something over 50%. So
your sense is like my sense, that this is just a red herring distraction. It may have impact, but again, it's completely trying to avoid the real primary issue.
Right, exactly. I definitely think that antidepressants are not something that people should take. I definitely think that antidepressants could have some type of a role. They're causing a disruption of the neurotransmitters that's of the person that's actually supplying all the nutrients to the child, and depletion and disruption of those neurotransmitters in the parents, in the mother, can certainly have some type of a detrimental effect possibly in the fetus. But to say that that has a relationship to autism and not talk about the mercury is like worrying about the tablespoon of water you got in your hand while the tsunami comes down on you.
Right. Well, speaking of the issue of pregnancy, we do have a question of the day in that relationship.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, question of the day time comes from Kristen Stanley. Thank you, Kristen, for writing in to the Robert Scott Bell Show here for Dr. Bittar. She says, I have a post-pregnancy cardiomyopathy. I was wondering if there's any homeopathic or holistic solutions. Remember, Kristen, we can't diagnose you particularly, but we can give you general information and education, and you can make an informed decision on what to do. But in general, Dr. Bittar, have you heard of this pregnancy cardiomyopathy post-pregnancy?
Yeah, it's really a mechanical failure or mechanical disruption. And so there's basically mass effects from the fetus that causes pressure on the vena cava. And so it almost creates a scenario that would be analogous to an outlet obstruction. So the heart has to pump harder to overcome the inertia that's being caused by the mass effect of the pressure of the fetus on the vena cava, so on the venous return. And so the heart has to push harder, and cardiomyopathy is basically a hypertrophy of the muscle, usually a compensatory type mechanism. And so postpartum cardiomyopathy is sometimes seen in women, as is some of the other conditions that are associated with pregnancy, bringing them on like eclampsia and some of these other types of things. So if you look at, if it's actual cardiomyopathy, so there's a idiopathic dilated cardiomyopathy, which is something that affects the younger patient population. When you hear about a football player that died on the high school squad or in college, you know, on the field while practicing, it's usually idiopathic dilated cardiomyopathy. And that's the one, Robert, you'll recall, that's the condition that was reported in the American Journal of Cardiology in 1999. They did that report where they were talking about cases of idiopathic dilated cardiomyopathy where they biopsied the heart tissue and they compared it to the tissue and the other areas of the body, and there was a 22,000 times the level of mercury found within the myocardium of patients that died of idiopathic dilated cardiomyopathy, as opposed to other areas of the body where there was vastly lower levels of mercury. And of course, you know, people will say, well, some of the doctors that are naysayers would say, well, that's not the cause, that's the after effect. But in fact, it is the cause. And when you start looking at the NHANES data that was released in 2002-2003 that showed that one out of every six women of childbearing age is mercury toxic. Now you put those two things together, you start looking at cardiomyopathy being associated with mercury. You see mercury being in one out of six women of childbearing age. Is it possible that the etiology of this type of condition of postpartum cardiomyopathy, post-pregnancy cardiomyopathies could be related to mercury, I think it would be a very safe presumption that it would be.
Yeah, I think there's nothing, as we know, and have said many times over the years, that can't be related to a mercury burden in the body. I mean, there's no system it can't impact negatively, including that one. And we talk about displacement, the heavy metals displacement of minerals. We also see, for instance, in gestational diabetes, how it's an abject chromium deficiency in these women. And so could there be impact on the heart with chromium? Absolutely, it impacts the heart. So mineral deficiencies play a role in this as well.
Yep, mineral deficiencies. So you've got really two gamuts here. You've got the mineral deficiency one, which by itself is the effect from the heavy metals. The heavy metals push the minerals out, so that you have a relative mineral deficiency, or you just don't have enough minerals in your body, so you have a mineral deficiency, an absolute mineral deficiency. In either case, you've got the same problem, is lack of minerals. In the case when there's heavy metals present, now you've got an additional source of oxidative injury occurring because of the heavy metals themselves. So the bottom line take-home message from this is that make sure that you are mineralized, and if you think you are mineralized, remineralize again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you can't stop with this. That's absolutely correct. Let's see, what else we get?
I'll say, one other thing I was just going to say real quick, Robert, is that about people sometimes will worry about taking too many minerals. There are certain minerals that you have to worry about, like copper and selenium and some of these things that can have an oxidative injury type similar to found with heavy metals if done in excess. But most minerals, the body will equilibrate and you'll just flush them out.
Right, right. And I like, you know, just like we talked to this about the silver hydrosol, there's a copper hydrosol that I'm very excited about because you can take extraordinary amounts. It won't be quantitatively as much as you would take in a typical supplement, but because of the surface area available, it's more efficient to utilize some of these minerals in that state or that form, almost in a homeopathic form. So we've got some exciting potential there that we can talk about more. But you're right, and also with copper, you got to worry about zinc as well. But repair is important there, and it's very in evidence. Now, here's another vaccine story, Dr. Batar, I want to slide over to. No pun intended, because it's a slidey story about an oil called squalene, something we've discussed before because of Gary Matsumoto's writing about it, Vaccine A, about the anthrax vaccine. And our good friend, Nature of Healing, she's the author of Nature of Healing, naturopath Roseanne Lindsay. She wrote about this at her website, squalene adjuvanted flu shot for the elderly. The FDA just approved Novartis oil and water squalene adjuvant flu shot for 65 years and older. I mean, this is a disaster waiting to happen.
Wow.
Yeah.
They basically just approved something for the worst patient population, in the sense of meaning worst, meaning that it's the most susceptible patient population, and that's no different than pouring gasoline on a fire. That's like sticking dynamite in the fire.
Yeah, and this is 1 year after. The FDA approves this 1 year after Italian regulators temporarily banned the squalene fluad vaccine following 19 elderly deaths reported after this vaccination.
Yeah, it just goes to show, you know, other countries say, hey, this is dangerous, and what do? Hey, let's put it into the most susceptible patient population we can and do even more catastrophic damage.
Yeah, how long before they target kids and pregnant women?
They've already targeted the kids.
Yeah, but with the MF59, of course, that's the thing. These adjuvants, of course, they're finding they're not, without them, these vaccines don't work unless they put so much antigen in that they're causing all kinds of aberrant immune responses. So they went to aluminum, as we know, MF59, other adjuvants that aggravate the immune system to elicit the antibody response, which, once and for all, is not the be-all, end-all to immune response. And we're learning more and more through real good immunology studies that are being reviewed and peer-reviewed that is legitimate, that they're saying that kind of immunity is not even lasting. It's very much a waning immunity. It's very different from a natural immunity.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt about that, Robert. You can't even equate the two. In fact, one of the things that I was talking to a patient today, in between my flight from New York and leaving for Atlanta, I just had enough time to see one patient that they had to reschedule, and he was asking me about the flu shot. He's actually a cancer patient and doing very well on treatment, and just getting ready to start the next round, and he brought this thing up about the flu shot, and you know, we were talking about the entire essence of the thought process behind why vaccines themselves in the first place. The reason was, of course, to give a measured amount to an individual of a substance, potentially pathogenic, with the hopes that it elicits an immune response, so the body now recognizes that immune response and has it ready to go should it be exposed to it again. That's one reason, like when you get the bee sting, the first one isn't that bad, the second one's more violent. Or you bite into a strawberry and you realize you might have an issue with strawberry allergy, and the next time you bite into one and you have a more fulminant type of response, then you know you've got an allergy. So always the first time exposure is a little lower than the second and subsequent exposures. You have a more intense reaction. Why? Because the entire body's immune response is geared so that the B cells that release the antibodies, that create the antibodies, when the B cells create these antibodies, they create them the first time, and then the next time they don't have to create them, body's ready to release them. Well, I see the music coming on here, but I'll try to wrap this up. Bottom line is, if they were really trying to get an immune response, then why are they giving it alongside preservatives that cause a suppression of the immune system?
Yes.
Because how do you get an immune response if you're suppressing the immune system?
Exactly. Yeah, it works against their claimed intent, which should tell you everything about their real intent. Back to wrap up Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rashid Bitar after the show.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show. Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hey y'all, are you looking for Chlorella? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have the dollar. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfood, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before, and let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with your diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried food that's organic, super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship, and if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivores, a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users, if you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
There's a story here about 18 new cases of adverse reactions to the HPV vaccination. More teenage girls having debilitating side effects. They're direct effects. I don't even want to talk about that. We've done that so many times, although it is legitimate things to report on. Dr. Pitar, we just took a call from a listener in Canada, Carrie, very nice lady, seemingly stuck in a kind of a hamster wheel, you know, going around and around with doctors trying to get help for a neuropathy that doesn't get better. A lot of iatrogenic, manifestations in her body. And I think she's sincerely reaching out for help, but maybe stuck emotionally in a place where, we talk about the emotional and spiritual toxicity issue.
Yeah, without a doubt. So one general rule that I have is when a person has a question and it lasts for more than 15 seconds, and especially when it crosses the 30-second threshold and keeps on going, then the issue is far more deep-rooted than the superficial information. And, you know, in a nutshell, the issue is a neuropathy that's progressively worsening, and efforts at trying to address what it is has caused other complications. And sure, there's nobody saying that the person is responsible for bringing this on themselves. That's not what anybody's trying to say, but there's a victim mentality that goes on with this type of stuff, because you keep on going back into the system to go and seek more help, which then creates more problems. And the bottom line, really, Robert, comes down to, as you said, the emotional psychological aspect is a very, very key component here. But there's another component too, and that is that you notice that they've got this problem, that problem, and the next problem, and the other problem, and they're not willing to do what's necessary to get better. Because always that one key thing comes in there: I'm on a very limited budget, or I'm on a very limited resources. Well, okay, I understand that people don't have resources, but virtually everybody has a car. So you have enough resources to have a car that you can drive, but you don't have enough resources to do the right thing for your system. And this is where people's mindset comes to play a key role, because their thought process is aligned with, there are certain things that are important, like my car, but there are other things, like my health, that are not as important, but I don't have the resources.
Sure. Or granted, Dr. Dr. Bitar, sometimes, of course, you know, there is so much confusion because the doctors that they were trusting to help them are the ones that actually contributed to their condition, and they still keep going back to the same doctors. This is kind of like where we want to say, like Ty says, we've got to go outside the box. She's got to go outside the box.
Right, exactly, because Einstein, one of my favorite quotes about Einstein is that he said that you cannot fix a problem with the same insanity that created it in the first place. And this is exactly what's happening. If you notice that her history was recurrent processes that she was having this neuropathy, and every time she'd go in, they would do something else, and she'd have another problem from what they would do, and then that would progressively make her neuropathy worse. She keeps on going back into that same system. So you're absolutely right, Robert. There has to be a break in that cycle. And if you don't break that cycle and you're not willing to acknowledge that you have to break that cycle and you're not willing to do what it takes to break that cycle, you're not going to break the cycle. And
but it's a trap rooted in belief. And the belief is, and you and I have both interacted with folks that have come to us for help many times over the years. And, you know, we want to help them, but at the same time, they're stuck in this cycle, right? And we say, right. You know, I'll often say, listen, go get quiet, get into a prayerful state, a meditative state, and start opening up to the healing that the universe is trying to give you. And you know, you're your own worst enemy sometimes in this case, because you're overthinking it, and you're stuck in this. As again, the hamster wheel is the best concept I have at that moment to try and describe it, and you've got to step off of it. And sometimes it just takes that stilling the mind to do that.
And not to minimize that point by any means, because you're absolutely right, but there is also the aspect that we got to look at, which is the miasmatic aspect. And of course, we don't have time to go into that.
Yes.
Obviously, in the EVOX aspect, we deal with the emotional, psychological, genetic transposition of that information in the DNA. So some of these people are trapped. In fact, almost all of us have baggage, just purchased baggage, that we're trapped in the situation that we are in, totally without our own control. So we do acknowledge that there is that other aspect too, and nobody's trying to say that that's not there, but this is a multifaceted deal that needs to
be
addressed.
Yeah, it's not a simple, here, just take this. I mean, you can always give them a recipe list to do, but breaking that psychological component is very difficult. Sometimes it's more difficult than, oh, just take this. But, of course, you'll end up in the same place again unless we break that cycle. Dr. Bitar, another great advanced medicine segment today. Go to medicalrewind.com if you miss an episode ever. It's the easiest place to get all of the things we do together. Of course, robertscottbell.com, another place to find all the links. Dr. Bitar, if you will, remind the good folks what they need to know.
That the power to heal is yours.
Yes, it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.